Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
He's a Hall of Famer, an Atlanta legend, and again this season, he's only on one station.
And there it is, career strikeout number 1,000.
Struck him out. Seven strikeouts through five. Hasn't allowed the Indians a hit.
And that's 300 wins for Tom Glavine.
It's the Tom Glavine Show, presented by Brown & Company Jewelers on Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell and Peachtree Road in Buckhead, and by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
All right, the Hall of Famer, Tom Glavine, kind enough to join Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Tommy G, how are you?
Tommy!
Great. How are you guys today?
Very excited to talk to you as usual. All right, got a lot of ground to cover here. Number one, the Max Fried game yesterday. Like, I don't know what an ace is described as or a stopper, but when you're riding a four-game losing streak, you're getting down to the nitty-gritty of games, your offense is kind of having trouble, that is what I want my stopper to look like. Max was, I mean, outstanding might be an understatement yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always one of those things where you're, you know, we talk about a lot, you know, who's the ace of the staff, who's the number one guy, and, you know, look, during different times of the year, it's, a lot of times it's a different guy. You know, right now, look, I love Charlie Morton and I feel comfortable when Charlie goes out there. Having said that, I feel the same way about Max. And Max is in a streak right now where he's throwing the ball as well as he has at any point in his career. You know, 10 straight quality starts now. And, you know, that was the kind of performance that you want to see out of a guy that you arguably think if he's not your ace, he's 1A, right? They, like I said yesterday during the broadcast, they didn't need to win or they didn't have to win yesterday. They needed to win. They needed it psychologically, probably more than anything else. So for Max to go out there and do what he did yesterday, I think he raised himself in terms of how people look at him. And it was the kind of performance, like I said, that you would expect your horse to go out there and give you, and he did.
He had a lollipop curveball that just was amazing yesterday for a third strike. And, I've seen a guy like, I don't know, have you ever seen Greinke when he gets, like, over the top with it and throws, like, a 50-mile-an-hour pitch? Did you ever decide, I'm just going to load one up here and see what happens. I'm going to throw a circus pitch.
I mean, no, not to that extent. You know, it was something that I always worked on. I mean, I had, I guess, what was a little bit more of a typical slider. I had kind of a two-strike curveball that I knew I was going to throw harder, and I probably was going to try to bounce it. And then there was that one that I would throw really early in the count. Like, if I was, for me, you know, that really slow breaking ball was a pitch that I would throw early in the count because, you know, guys just aren't looking for that early. If they, you know, if they see it, they still don't want to swing at it typically early in the count. So for me, it was always a good pitch to get in the count with. I think for Max, he's done a nice job of using it not only to get into the count, but also get strikeouts with it. And you know, I think that was part of why he was so dominant yesterday is he had such good command of his fastball, which made his slider good. And then that slider curveball combination. I mean, that's really hard when you start thinking about it from a hitter's perspective. You know, I like talking about the whole tunnel effect where if you can start a pitch in one spot and have three different breaks to it, whether it's a fastball, a changeup, or a curveball, that's really hard for a hitter to track. It's also really hard for a hitter to track 94 to 74. And that's what Max was able to do yesterday. That spread and velocity makes it really tough on hitters.
Tom Glavine, the Hall of Famer with Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. I want to ask you about weighing loyalty as a manager for – you know, compared to what's best for the club. And I guess I would let me frame it this way. Yesterday was a little bit easier. It was a 3-0 game. Give the ball to Will Smith, fine. Tom, what do you do tonight if it's a 3-2 game and maybe I've got a Matzik ready or I've got a, you know, a Luke ready or a Rich Rod? Like, in a one-run game, I mean, the data doesn't lie lately. I don't know how Snit can feel overly confident giving the ball to Will without hesitation.
No, I mean, I don't know that he would do it without hesitation. But I think he's got a ways to go before he's willing to open that can of worms. You know, I mean, look, that's always the hardest line, so to speak, to cross or not cross for a manager is situations like that. You've got a veteran guy who's done a really good job, is going through a difficult stretch. At what point in time do you decide, hey, we're going to get away from that? And look, I know that was one of the things that everybody loved about Bobby, and maybe Bobby did it to a fault sometimes, but he was going to go with the guys that got him there, and he was going to give them every opportunity, sometimes to a fault. So, you know, I think yesterday was maybe a little bit easier for Snit with a 3-run lead. One-run lead might have been, a little bit more. He might have thought about it, I guess, maybe a little bit more. I still don't know if he would have been ready to make a change. But let's hope that yesterday was a good stepping stone for Will. I mean, look, I haven't seen him pitch a ton because I haven't watched a ton of games. You know, I watch it, but I don't necessarily watch the whole thing. I know for me, when I watch Will Smith and he's struggling, he gets too curveball happy. And you know, I think that his slider, curveball, whatever he calls it, is not the kind of pitch that he's got such pinpoint command of it that guys are going to chase. I loved what he did yesterday. He went out there and threw 6 or 7 straight fastballs and finally mixed in a curveball to the third hitter in the inning. But I feel like when he gets away from his fastball, that's when he struggles. So hopefully yesterday was a stepping stone for him because he attacked with his fastball and had a relatively easy inning.
Tom, Atlanta outplaying Arizona, and they're horrid, and they're playing out the string with just a few games left. So you and I, we're going to get in the DeLorean, and we're going to go back to you had just been called up about 5 weeks earlier. It is your final home start of your rookie season, 1987. It's a Friday night against the Giants. It didn't go well for you, by the way.
Too bad you never bounced back from that.
Yeah, Chili Davis.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently Chili Davis flattened one against you.
Okay.
Attendance. 6,520 on a Friday night. When you're a professional and you're looking around a stadium like this and you know there's nothing going on for this team, we're playing out the string. Just talk the feel that you suspect is going around Arizona's clubhouse right now.
It's hard. I mean, you know, it's a little bit easier when you're a young guy in a scenario like that and you're getting an opportunity. So it's you know, you are still pumped up. You're still excited because you're excited about the opportunity. You're not a veteran guy who has a job and is playing it out in front of 5,000 people. So it's a different scenario. Now, I'll say this. I've had the reverse to where you are a good team and you go on the road in some of these scenarios and there's nobody in the ballpark and it's dead. And you really got to focus on – you know, getting yourself ready and getting yourself up for the game. Cause you're right. It's going to be a far different environment for those guys these next 4 nights than it was in San Francisco. You know, San Francisco is a good club and they had great crowds and it's always a very energetic fan base out there in San Francisco. So now you're going from that into an environment that's going to be quiet. There's not going to be a whole lot of excitement, but the games mean every bit as much. So that's where you have to find it in yourself. Individually, each guy's got to, you know, not get caught up in what's not going on in the stands or what the vibe isn't and understand what the task is at hand and stay focused on what you need to do.
If I offered you $1 to name your starting outfield, would you take my money? By the way, Ron Gamp played second that night.
Let me take a shot at it. So that might have been Albert Hall.
Ding, ding, ding.
It was going to be either Gary Renicky or Ken Griffey Sr.
Say Lonnie Smith.
Deion James.
Deion.
Oh, Deion was in left. Okay. And then right field was Murph. Murph was in right.
Yep, you got that. Yeah, Deion came all through right. For you. 2 hits that night.
What a game.
All right, nice. Well, good. See, Deion was a good player.
See, they're telling you, let him put the ball in play. Albert Hall, he'll go run it down. Albert Hall, by the way, one of the 8 Braves to hit for the cycle. And, let's not forget that.
And 6,000 people saw it that night.
We practiced social distancing before it was cool back in the day in Atlanta.
Exactly, that's right,
Tommy G, it's always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
There he is, the Hall of Famer Tom Glavine with Chuck and Chernoff. A reminder, Ken Nugent and the Atlanta Braves are teaming up to give back to Georgia's first responders. Ken is donating $500 per series to an ambulance driver, firefighter, paramedic, or EMT. To nominate a local hero, go to attorneykennugent.com. Winners will be announced after each series and after the Tom Glavine Show here on the FAN. So congrats to Stephen Gilmore of the Albany Fire Department, Amy Berry of Metro Atlanta Ambulance, and Andrew Burnett of the Gilmer County Fire Department. Get your registration in. Let people know they are appreciated for what they did. You can go to attorneykennugent.com to nominate a local hero.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.